This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Russia's President Putin is declaring martial law in parts of Ukraine that Moscow annexed.
Putin didn't immediately spell out the measures that will be taken under the martial law, but the Russian legislation envisages it may involve restrictions on travel and public gatherings and tighter censorship, as well as giving broader powers to law enforcement agencies. Putin, too, has granted emergency powers to the heads of other Russian regions. The moves are the latest sign fighting in Ukraine isn't going Putin's way. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House hears Americans' complaints about those high gas prices.
President Biden is expected to release additional oil from the nation's strategic reserve to spur production and lower gasoline prices. Top administration officials say President Biden will announce the release of another 15 million barrels from the strategic oil reserve as part of the response to the OPEC plus nations making production cuts. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responds to people who say Biden's action is an election ploy.
Should the president not do everything that he can to lower prices? Should he not continue to keep his promise to give American people a little bit of breathing room?
Tim McGuire, Washington.
A new poll shows that many adults are pessimistic about the state of the U.S. democracy. Only 9% think democracy is working extremely or very well. That's according to our new AP NORC Center poll. 52% say it's not working well. In Paris, a woman is under arrest charged with torture, murder, and barbarity in the killing of a 12-year-old schoolgirl. The child's body was found inside a plastic box in a Paris courtyard. The Bergen Airport in Norway shut down briefly this morning after area residents spotted at least one drone nearby. This is AP News. A big new study shows there are race disparities in fertility medicine. The AP's Julie Walker with this information.
According to a large study of U.S. births published in the journal Pediatrics, black-white disparities exist in fertility medicine and are reflected in life and death outcomes for babies. It's the broadest look yet at racial gaps for women who use IVF and fertility drugs. Researchers found higher death rates for infants born to black women who used fertility treatment compared with white women. Infant deaths are rare, reasons for poor outcomes unclear. Black women who used fertility treatments may not be getting the highest quality care during pregnancy and after childbirth, according to Dr. Michael Thomas, who will become the first black president of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine next week. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.